Good morning, I'm Anthony Bruno. It's 6:45. Las Cruces Public Schools has canceled afternoon bus transportation for students attending the K through 3 plus classes. Morning buses will run according to schedule today. However, parents will need to provide afternoon transportation for their children. The cancellation is due to an extreme heat advisory issued by the National Weather Service. Further updates on transportation can be found at the district's website. Young Women United is a New Mexico-based women's organization that aims to lead policy change and build community. Recently, Donna Resendez had an opportunity to talk with the organization's Communications and Digital Strategies Fellow, Kat Sanchez, and the group's Policy Fellow, Charlene Bencomo, about their work.
So Kat, can you tell me a little bit about what Young Women United does, you know, just a little bit about the organization?
Young Women United is an advocacy organization for women of color and indigenous people in New Mexico. Our work is done in four different avenues. It's a community-based or place-based organizing, research, policy change, and culture shift. And while our roots are firmly grounded in reproductive health care, we understand and recognize that our lives are inclusive of intersections of our identities. And it's at these identities, at these intersections of identities, that our work is best done. In order to, let's say, make policy change, we center the experience, the knowledge, the expertise on the people who are impacted by the issue the most. So our focus isn't just to make change without that input. How can we make positive, impactful change without making sure that we include the voices and the knowledge of these women of color, these indigenous people who are impacted the most by the issue?
So Charlene, how do you guys go about making policy change and advocating for people?
We begin with exactly what Kat was talking about. We find groups of women who have some commonality and we talk to them. We ask them what have been their struggles. We ask how they've come across their support systems. We find out what the needs are in their communities and we move our work through that.
So you guys mention culture shift, culture change a lot. I see that on your website. So can you tell me like what exactly that means?
Culture shift is breaking apart the ways that people typically see an issue. For example, when we're talking about substance use, it may be easy to state statistics. It might be easy to look at overall trends in substance abuse. Most people know because of current media that it is a growing issue in the United States, in New Mexico specifically. So we look to find out why those issues are happening. And what we've found, for example, with substance use, many of, especially the women who are involved in addiction, have been through multi-generational cycles of abuse, of addiction, of violence, of incarceration, of displacement. It's not a simple fix. It is a complicated issue, and when you start breaking that down, you find solutions that can address that in a complex way.
To further that just a little bit, sometimes the culture shift is what leads the policy change. It's not always policy comes first and then culture follows or changing the stigmatization follows. Sometimes you have to work within your community to change these attitudes and change the stigma in order to have policy change.
So what role do arts and media play in conveying Young Women United's message?
Arts and media is actually a great part of our culture shift. We know that through art and media, that does have an impact on people. Just looking at social media, as something as simple as a meme and as something as great as a documentary, art and media changes people's attitudes and can bring a level of understanding to very complex issues in different ways. So art and media is one of the foundations of how we move our work.
Young Women United's most recent project is a movie with the working title, All the World is Sleeping. Can you tell me a little bit about this project, Charlene?
This movie is centered on the experiences of seven women from Albuquerque who had lived experience with addiction and pregnancy or parenting. And over the course of several weeks, they told their stories and and they discussed their fears, their pains, their struggles. They talked about the joys they found during their journey through addiction, and there was a screenwriter present for many of those discussions, and he was able to adapt those stories into a film. We just finished at the end of May wrapping up 3 weeks of filming, which was all completed here in Las Cruces. So we're very proud that our city was able to join the movie making magic that Albuquerque has enjoyed recently. And we showed that Las Cruces absolutely has the capacity. We knew that this story was a New Mexican story to tell, and we wanted the people, the places to reflect the authenticity that our state brings to this story.
That was Donna Resendez speaking with Kat Sanchez and Charlene Bencomo with Young Women United. To listen to the full interview, visit our website, krwg.org.